Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Wheat Farm.
Going into the game, all the attention was on Seneca Wallace and the Packers offense. But in Sunday's game against Philadelphia, the onus was on the defense. And for the second week in a row, they were unable to answer the call.
On a day that saw starting quarterback Aaron Rodgers standing on the sidelines, backup Seneca Wallace left Sunday's game against Philadelphia after the first series with a groin injury. That left the bulk of the game to former Wisconsin Badger Scott Tolzien. Less than a week after being elevated from the practice squad, Tolzien was predictably up and down. Down as in a red zone interception in the second quarter by Brandon Boykin. Up as in this 22-yard touchdown pass to Brandon Bostic in the third quarter. Meanwhile, the Eagles came into Sunday's game as the number one big play offense in the NFL, and they were as advertised, posting eight explosive plays, including a tip drill 55-yard scoring pass to DeSean Jackson in the first quarter. The difference in yards per play tells you all you need to know about this game. Philadelphia averaged 7.2 yards on each of their 58 plays. The Packers, 5.3 yards per play on 75 offensive snaps. The Eagles salted the game away by holding the football for the last 9.5 minutes of the contest. It's the second week in a row the Packers' defense has been unable to get a key stop down the stretch, and that's almost as concerning as the Packers' quarterback situation. Now Green Bay travels to the Meadowlands to take on the rejuvenated New York Giants, who after losing six straight to open the campaign, have won three in a row, and they're right back in the thick of the NFC Eastern Division race.
In the last 20 years, the Packers had started just three different quarterbacks. When Tolzien starts in the Meadowlands on Sunday, he'll be the third different quarterback to start for Green Bay in the last 3 weeks. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.